In every instance, the well-engineered automated system amortizes the investment in reasonable time and creates added long-term profits. The financial problem of manufacturing economics arises regardless of whether a new product is to be manufactured at a specific price, an existing process improved, or manufacturing costs reduced to meet competition. What are the right steps to be taken? Should more automatic operations be considered? How much automation will be economical? And just how sophisticated should the systems and processes be to produce the product? What are the right processing steps? How do you get there with the right answers and the right processes in the shortest period of time and with an adequate return for the dollars invested to get there? Unless financially oriented engineering executives become intimately involved, the chances are good that automation efforts may solve an interesting or even challenging control problem at considerable expense, but will have little or no discernible effect on overall out-the-door manufacturing costs. Automation has evolved as a basic method geared to supply economic solutions to growing problems today in industry. And as industry becomes more diverse, products more complex, materials scarce, fulfilling this function calls for bringing into play the know-how from all facets of industrial enterprise. Tomorrow's effective solutions will result from today's crossbreeding of ideas from many sources. A fundamental aspect of this new policy is the fact that it works with before-the-fact planning and detailed execution of the manufacturing process control, not costly after-the-fact correction of poorly planned or unplanned activities. The word automation implies just that, a broad, carefully engineered study and development of an overall processing system, including a study of product suitability for such economic processing. This brings us to another aspect of the philosophy. Create a product policy. Under an effective automation program, engineering management should recognize that product design must often adjust to a new and different role. Even though it is possible to get by without a well-developed product policy where conventional methods are used, where automation technology is involved, it can be applied most profitably if the product is designed for production. Unless the product is tailored to be compatible with the new production scheme, there simply may be no rewards. Coordination of product improvement with the master plan is now a recognized necessity. Freedom from the restrictions of the usually limited number of known methods can affect an amazing advance in quality, efficiency, and profitability. All too many known techniques are all but unknown outside of a small circle of familiar applications. As an example, techniques long used in the paper and printing industries are largely foreign to designers of metalworking machinery. Authorities in the field usually agree that the success of any manufacturer in maintaining or establishing a sound financial position in the present competitive marketplace will be based only partly on the creation of new products. It is equally important, perhaps even greater in importance in the days ahead, having an ability and efficiency to engineer and produce the product to meet quality, volume, and cost standards that enhance its marketability and improve the possibilities of profits. Conventional approach to manufacturing has always permitted some flexibility and rather often correction of poorly designed products to overcome excessive costs or inadequate production. Machines could be rearranged, production steps could be added, process cycles could be readjusted, or personnel and machines added or removed. Today's more complex automated systems and lines have proved conclusively that this practice is no longer either satisfactory or economical in most areas of industry. Bringing the basic elements of automation control technology together in the correct manner and in the correct balance requires a good understanding of the principles involved and a wide knowledge of materials and methods suitable for processing. The master plan must include an analysis of the design or character of the product being made, the operating requirements, and the practicality of manufacture with known methods or new methods evolved to do the job. The goal in the end should be computerized operation. As a final goal, the new philosophy should include computerization regardless of any other considerations, with proper concern and rationalization. At some point, every system will be able to utilize the advantages offered by the computer. Under our master plan, to obtain the available cost advantages, it is necessary to study company operations as a whole. Computer control can range from use in handling all the paperwork necessary to maintain the plant at optimum throughput, all the way to direct control of the process itself. A feasibility study will pinpoint the level of application desired for maximum advantage. As with any extremely complex system, there is always some risk involved. Entering into this most complicated level of automation technology brings its problems. It is not merely a matter of buying another piece of equipment, as it has always been so in the past. In reality, what we have is an involvement with a total systems concept that brings every area of the manufacturing operation into play. Perceptive engineering will quickly recognize that it is concerned with a complex man-machine system, not with bits and pieces of hardware. Engineers especially should make a serious effort to understand and become cognizant of the major aspects of computerization. They should become dedicated to and support any such project that is launched. Only engineering leadership can surmount the ever-present obstacles and ensure economic success. Getting results from any computerized system is not nearly so much technical as it is managerial and organizational. Computer technology today is far more advanced than general management understanding of its profitable applications.